should I say a couple of words? So we jumped this in, really. It was not even agreed with the organisers.
It's all right.
Just jumping in.
But it's part of the same project of the cooperative in Zwicky, really. And we just employed a data developer in Glasgow for the first time. Has been given the Ofcom Kantar data, which some of you will know is 25,000 structured telephone interviews, which is probably the best data on online behavior available anywhere in the world. But it sits there, nobody's looked at it properly. So this is, sorry.
So there we go. Well, that was a good introduction already. So anyways, I'm not going to introduce myself anymore. So what I've been doing is trying to develop a little piece of software that will allow you to explore slowly the data set, try to go by categories of questions, if you like. So I'm just going to show you how it looks and how it works. And this is live right now on the web. You can use it. Please do, and give me some feedback. The address is there, but I can probably write this somewhere else. It's a bit more clear. And just really, really, really fast. The Ofcom Kantar data set basically is about how people get access to content over the internet and stuff like that. So among other things, and how they use it and to what extent they use it. So this is the software itself. I don't know if you can really see most of it.
No.
Not really?
Okay. I don't know.
This thing,
yeah. Yeah? I'm scared the program might show a very weird.
Too big. Can we move this? Okay. So, how you would use this? Basically, right now we only have two data sets on, the wave 3 and the wave 4. The Ofcom Kantar is divided in four waves, I think. So, right now we only have these ones yet, but we will have the other ones soon. And how it works is just like the questions are divided in categories and subcategories, right? So we have category Q and A. These are the main categories. There are lots. That's why we need to build this experience system. And basically, once you click on there, it would directly filter the questions available under that category. You can filter that one further by selecting a subcategory. In this case, there is only one question in that category. I'm just going to show you another one that is a bit better. Question number 10. We have two different subcategories, A and B. So you can just select that one, and it shows you all the questions in that category. Then you can select whatever questions you want to base your research on. For example, say you want to know about if legal services were better. Let's see. I cannot really see the whole question. But you select the questions you want to explore. They get added into your selection, which is in this area here, current selection of questions. And if you go a little bit more down, for people familiar with SQL language, that would be an SQL query that's going to be sent to the database. And it's going to basically retrieve all the data, which is going terribly wrong here because of the zooming, but that is the data regarding those questions. Okay? Basically, then you can do whatever you want with that data now. You can use whatever software you want. It's just going to be exported as CSV, comma set parented file. And you can use Excel, you can use R, you can use whatever software you use. And that's basically it to get a score. Go up. If you want to familiarize a bit more with the questions, I've included here a little section, which I'm still working on it, a little section where you can basically access the questionnaire directly from Ofcom, and you can have a look at the questions themselves. Come on, go down. This thing is crazy. Like that, for example, you have question 1A, have you ever downloaded any of the following through the internet? So you don't have that question. Specify there, and what you will find in the program itself are the answers to that question and the data related to that question. And that's basically it. Mm-hmm. So again, this is only the starting point of the evidence project. We will
build some private interfaces where you can create yourself, you know, let's say in, certain types of content, link it to access through public Wi-Fi, you know, the any type of queries you might be able to propose in a user-friendly way. But in the moment, the brief was really to unearth the data and make it so anybody who does quantitative research, they will know from this pretty quickly what to do. Anybody who doesn't will feel very intimidated still. But we will get over this. And we will, just at one of the next great events, we'll do something.
Yeah, we're improving this step by step, and obviously that's where your feedback will come very, very, very helpful. See, exactly, I'm not a lawyer, I've never done any research on this, so if you can tell me what would you like, what kind of output would you expect, what kind of things would you want from this, then I can take it in and improve that. Okay, so contact details are within the webpage, and I should probably write to someone. I'll write it later.
Can you email the URL to everybody?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Super.
Thank you very much. So before we go to the show of appreciation, which was the next thing I was going to say, we've already done that. So lunch is downstairs where we had lunch yesterday. And you can actually get down by going down the stairs. Either the quickest way down is probably round to the left here. So there'll be lunch there, and we'll meet back here in about an hour.
That's true.
Exactly an hour. No more, no less.